part of them, the black and white she does. She has a dark room and she has a woman that helps her, and then she sends the colors. Oh, she's been doing this for several years.
Is it a good business?
She's got a pretty good business. She's got a studio in Athens.
Well, Dad bought him a whole lot of camera equipment when he was in the Army, and he wanted to learn how to do it.
Is that on?
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
Really?
How would you address a woman whose last name was, how would you say, if there was a woman and her last name was Cooper, how would you address this woman if she was married? What would you call her?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. If there's a preacher and he's not very trained, he's never been to seminary, and he doesn't have a regular pulpit, he goes from church to church. He may preach one Sunday here and one Sunday in another place. What do you call him?
I know what. I can't think. Not missionary preacher. He's blank on that.
Well, let's see if this will help you. If you had a carpenter and he was a part-time carpenter and he wasn't very good, he wasn't skilled and trained, and you asked him to build a chicken coop, but you wouldn't ask him to build your house because you'd call him a...
unskilled.
Have you ever heard of jackleg?
Jackleg would be about right. Well, you gonna call a preacher that too?
Well, that's what they do. Do you ever say jackleg about preachers? But
I think I've heard that expression a few times, but...
Well, what does it mean if you say jackleg?
Well, I'd say that it meant he wasn't very good, but he tried and he wasn't very good. But I wouldn't want to call a preacher anything.
Well, if it was a teacher, would you call her? She wasn't very good.
Well,
anything, a carpenter.
Well, just well call one as another, but anyways, anyone, if he's doing the best he can, that's all he God requires of him.
Okay.
That's what I would say if he was a preacher. And the others, I don't...
You don't know about. Okay, what relation...
I come study a little more.
What relation would your mother's, let me reword it, what relation would my mother's sister be to me? My mother's sister.
Well, she'd be your aunt.
Okay. There was a commander of the northern forces and a commander of the southern forces in the war between the states or the Civil War. What was the Southern commander's name? Or if you addressed George Patton in World War II, if you addressed him, would you say Mr. Patton, or would you give him his military title?
Well, I guess I'd give him his
military title. What is it? Do you know?
Title. It was,
the highest there is. Above a colonel.
Can't think right now. That shows I'm blank. Sergeant? No.
Robert E. Lee, what was he?